9:13. Personal note. When I was a little kid, my mother told me not to stare into the sun. So once when I was 6, I did. The doctors didn't know if my eyes would ever heal. I was terrified, alone in that darkness. Slowly, daylight crept in through the bandages, and I could see. But something else had changed inside me. That day I had my first headache.
Jenna. 12:45. Restate my assumptions. 1. Mathematics is the language of nature. 2. Everything around us can be represented and understood through numbers. 3. If you graph the numbers of any system, patterns emerge. Therefore, there are patterns everywhere in nature. Evidence. The cycling of disease epidemics. The wax and wane of caribou populations. Sunspot cycles. The rise and fall of the Nile. So what about the stock market? A universe of numbers that represents the global economy. Millions of human hands at work, billions of minds, a vast network screaming with life. An organism. A natural organism. My hypothesis. Within the stock market, there is a pattern as well. Right in front of me. Hiding behind the numbers. Always has been. 12:50, press return. Yeah.
Hi, it's Marcy Dawson. You might remember me. I'm a partner at the predictive strategy firm Lancet Percy.
I told you already.
I'm sorry I haven't kept in touch, but I was hoping we could have lunch tomorrow. Say, you want to come?
Hey, Debbie.
I grabbed you some lunches.
Great.
Your hat.
What are you doing?
Your hat. You can't go out like that.
It's fine.
Don't worry.
It's fine.
You need a mop.
I gotta go.
Max. Here. Your samosas.
Thanks.
16:23. Results. Euclid predicts NTC will break 100 tomorrow. A good bet. Other interesting anomalies. Euclid predicts ProNet settling at 65 and a quarter, a career high. With no
am
local...
I bothering you? I'm sorry, I'll put it out. Name's Lenny Meyer. And you are?
Max.
What's up, Mac? Max? Max?
Max Cohen.
Cohen. Jewish. It's okay, I'm a Jew, too. You, practice?
No. I'm not interested in religion.
You ever hear of Kabbalah?
No.
Jewish mysticism.
Look, I'm kind of busy right here.
I understand. Just that right now is a very exciting moment in our history. Right now, it's a critical moment in time.
Really?
Yeah. Very exciting. You ever put on tefillin? You know tefillin? Yeah, I know, it looks strange. It's an amazing tradition. It has a tremendous amount of power. It's a mitzvah for all Jewish men to do. Mitzvahs, good deeds, they purify us. Bring us closer to God. You want to try it?
Shoot.
You all right? You all right, man?
$17.55. Personal note. Second attack in under 24 hours. Administered 80 milligrams promazine HCI and 6 milligrams somatropan orally, as well as 1 milligram dihydroergotamine mesylate by subcutaneous injection. Address.
Oh, don't worry. I got your address from Columbia. So three it is. Looking forward to it.
Wait a minute.
Stop taking, Max. Just feel. Use your intuition. So what did you think of Hamlet?
I didn't get to it.
It's been a month. You haven't taken a single break.
I'm so close.
Have you met the new fish my niece bought me? I named her Icarus after you, my renegade pupil. You fly too high, you'll get burnt. And look at you, I see myself 30 years ago, my greatest pupil. Published at 16, PhD at 20. But life isn't just mathematics, Max. I spent 40 years searching for patterns in pi. I found nothing.
You found things?
I found things. But not a pattern.
Not a pattern. 1122, personal note. Saul died a little when he stopped research on Pi. It wasn't just the stroke. He stopped caring. How could he stop when he was so close to seeing Pi for what it really is? How could you stop believing that there is a pattern? Ordered shape behind those numbers when you were so close. We see the simplicity of the circle. We see the maddening complexity of the endless string of numbers. 3.14 off into infinity.
Are the stars out tonight? I don't mind if they're cloudy or bright. For I only have eyes for you, dear. I don't mind if we're in.
Lenny Meyer. Sorry, put it out. So, what do you do?
I work with computers, math.
Math? What kind of math?
Number theory. Research, what? Mostly.
No way, I work with numbers myself. I mean, not traditional. I work with the Torah. Amazing! Yo, Hebrew's all math. It's all numbers. You know that? Yeah, look. The ancient Jews used Hebrew as their numerical system, eh? Each letter's a number. Like the Hebrew A, Aleph, it's one. B, Bet, it's two. You understand? But look at this. The numbers are interrelated. Like, take the Hebrew word for father. Av, Aleph, Bet. One, two, equals three. All right? Hebrew word for mother, aim, aleph, mem, 140 equals 41. Sum of 3 and 41, 44. All right? Now, Hebrew word for child. All right? Mother, father, child, yelad. That's 10, 30, and 4. 44. Torah is just a long string of numbers. Some say that it's a code sent to us from God.
That's kind of interesting.
Yeah, that's just kid stuff. Check this out, okay? The word for the Garden of Eden, Kedem. Numerical translation, 144. Now, the value of tree of knowledge, all right, in the garden, right? Eitz HaChayim, 233. 144, 233. Now, you can
those
take those numbers.
Numbers.
So, the,
you know, like the Fibonacci sequence?
Fibonacci
is an Italian mathematician in the 13th century. If you divide 144 into 233, the result approaches theta.
Theta?
Theta. The Greek symbol for golden ratio, golden spiral.
Wow. I never saw that before. That's like that series you find in nature? Like the face of a sunflower?
Wherever the spirals.
You see this math everywhere.
Max?
1326, restate my assumptions. One, mathematics is the language of nature. Two, everything around us can be represented and understood through numbers. Three, if you graph the numbers of any system, patterns emerge. Therefore, there are patterns everywhere in nature. So what about the stock market? A universe of numbers that represents the global economy. Millions of human hands at work, billions of minds, a vast network screaming with life, an organism, a natural organism. My hypothesis, within the stock market, there is a pattern, right in front of me, playing with the numbers, always has been. 1018, press return. Results. Bullshit. Euclid predicts AAR at 6.5. AAR hasn't been beneath 40 in 20 years. Explanations for anomaly? Human error. Results. Failed treatments to date. Beta blockers. Calcium channel blockers. Adrenaline injections. High-dose ibuprofen. Steroids. Traeger metastics. Violent exercise. Kapergot suppositories. Caffeine. Acupuncture. Marijuana. Percodan. Midrin. Tenormin. Sanser. Homeopathics. No results.
Euclid crashed. Lost all my data. Hardware.
Your mainframe?
Burnt.
What's happened?
First I got these crazy low picks. And then it spit out this long string of numbers. Never saw anything like it. And then it fries. The whole machine just crashed.
You have a printout.
Of what?
Of the picks, the number.
I threw it out.
What was the number it spit out?
I don't know. Just a long string of digits.
How many?
I don't know.
What is it? 100? 1,000? 216? How many?
Probably around 200. Why?
I dealt with some bugs back in my Pi days. I was wondering if it was similar to one I ran into. Have you met Archimedes? The one with the black spots, you see? You remember Archimedes of Syracuse, eh? The king asks Archimedes to determine if a present he's received is actually solid gold. Unsolved problem at the time. It tortures the great Greek mathematician for weeks. Insomnia haunts him and he twists and turns in his bed for nights on end. Finally, his equally exhausted wife, she's forced to share a bed with his genius, convinces him to take a bath, to relax. While he's entering the tub, Archimedes notices the bath water rise. Displacement. A way to determine volume, and thus a way to determine density. Weight over volume. And thus, Archimedes solves the problem. He screams Eureka, and he is so overwhelmed he runs dripping naked through the streets to the king's palace to report his discovery. Now, what is the moral of this story?
That a breakthrough will come.
Wrong. The point of the story is the wife. You listen to your wife, she will give you perspective, meaning you need a break. You have to take a bath or you will get nowhere. There will be no order, only chaos. Go, Max. And you take a bath.
I was just waiting for you, but I thought you stood me up, so I was going to head home.
Who are you?
Oh, Marcy Dawson from Lance and Percy. We were supposed to meet here at
it's
3.
Really not
I
a good...
can't tell you what a pleasure it is to finally meet you. I've studied your papers.
Excuse me, but I have...
Listen, why don't we take a spin in
I
my
can't.
Car?
I can't, I'm sorry.
Mr. Cohen, please...
Threw out something. I didn't realize I needed it. Just a printout. I lost my data.
Boom! So I'm Mac. Hey! Hey! Lenny Meyer!
Yeah.
Where are you going?
Just up there.
You got a minute? You got 5 minutes? You want to try the phone?
No, not right now.
I got a car right over here. Take 1 second. We can cruise right over to the shore.
You got a car?
Yeah, yeah. Right over there. See? It's my friend, Ephraim.
Okay, let's go.
Okay, great.
You know, when you told me your name was Max Cohen, I didn't realize that you were the Max Cohen. Your work's revolutionary, you know that? It's inspired the work that we do.
It has?
Yeah, very much so. The only difference is we're not looking at the stock market. Go ahead, wrap that around here. We're searching for a pattern in the Torah.
What kind of pattern?
We're not sure. All we know is it's 216 digits long.
Okay, stand up, please, Max. 216? That's right.
Gotta be very quiet now.
Stand up. 216?
This just goes in your head. Look at me, Max. Right here. All right, now we're going to say a little prayer together. Repeat after me. Shema Yisrael.
Shema Yisrael.
Right? Adonai Eloheinu.
Adonai Eloheinu.
Adonai Echad.
Adonai Echad.
Now, what's up, Max?
What is this 216 number, Saul?
Excuse me?
You asked me if I had seen a 216-digit number, right?
Oh, yeah. You mean the bug. I ran into it working on Pi.
What do you mean, ran into it?
Max, what is this all about?
There are these religious Jews I've been talking to.
Religious Jews?
Yeah, you know Hasids, the guys with the beards.
I know what they are.
I met one in a coffee shop. It turns out the guy is a number theorist. The Torah is his data set. He tells me that they're looking for a 216-digit number in the Torah.
Hey, come on, it's just a coincidence.
There's something else, though.
What?
You remember those weird stock picks I got?
Yesterday's stock pick? Yes?
It turns out they were correct. I got two picks on the nose. Smack on the nose, Saul. Something's going on. It has to do with that number. There's an answer in that number.
Max. Come with me. The ancient Japanese considered the Gobord to be a microcosm of the universe. Although, when it is empty, it appears to be simple and ordered. The possibilities of gameplay are endless. They say no two Go games have ever been alike, just like snowflakes. So, the Gobord actually represents an extremely complex and chaotic universe. And that is the truth of our world, Max. It can't be easily summed up with math. There is no simple path.
But as the Go game progresses, the possibilities become smaller and smaller. The board does take on order. Soon all the moves are predictable.
And so?
So maybe, even though we're not sophisticated enough to be aware of it, there is a pattern. An order underlying every Go game. Maybe that pattern is like the pattern in the stock market. The Torah. This 216 number.
This is insanity, Max.
Or maybe it's genius. I have to get that number.
Hold on. You have to slow down. You're losing it. You have to take a breath. I mean, listen to yourself. You're connecting a computer bug I had with a computer bug you might have had in some religious Hogwarts.
If you want to find the number 216 in the world, you will be able to find it everywhere. 216 steps from your street corner to your front door. 216 seconds you spend riding on the elevator. When your mind becomes obsessed with anything, you will filter everything else out and find that thing everywhere. 320, 450, 22, whatever. You've chosen 216 and you will find it everywhere in nature. But Max, as soon as you discard scientific rigor, you're no longer a mathematician. You're a numerologist.
Mr. Cohen? Mr. Cohen.
God damn it, I'm sick of you following me. I'm not interested in your money. I'm looking for a way to understand our world. I don't deal with petty materialists like you.
I'm sorry. I am very sorry. I admit we have been a bit too aggressive, but all I ask is that you give me 5 minutes. Look, as a sign of good faith, we wish to offer you this.
I told you I don't want your money.
The suitcase isn't filled with 50s or gold or diamonds, just silicon, a Ming Mecha chip.
Ming Mecha? They're not even declassified yet.
You're right, they're not. But Lancet Percy has many good friends. Beautiful, isn't it? Do you know how rare these are?
What do you...
Mr. Cohen? Are you okay?
No.
Mr. Cohen? Sir, are you sick?
Thank you. Come on, buddy. Get up. It's Coney Island, last stop. Here. For your nose.
No, it's Max from next door.
Max, is everything all right?
Do you have any iodine?
Ooh, did you cut yourself?
No, I just needed to stain a slide.
Ah, science. The pursuit of knowledge. One second.
You surprised me. I thought you were far away. It should come any minute now.
Here we are. What are you examining? A potato?
No, just something for my computer. Thanks. Lenny, it's Max Cohen.
Max, hey, what are you doing now? Come down, we'll hang out.
I was thinking about our conversation the other night.
Uh-huh, that's good.
I want to help.
.442, new evidence. Remember Pythagoras. Mathematician, cult leader, Athens, circa 500 BCE. Major belief? The universe is made of numbers. Major contribution? The golden ratio. Best represented geometrically as the golden rectangle. Visually, there exists a graceful equilibrium between the shape's length and width. When it's squared, it leaves a smaller golden rectangle behind, with the same unique ratio. The squaring can continue, smaller and smaller and smaller, to infinity. More evidence. Remember Da Vinci. Artist, inventor, sculptor, naturalist, Italy, 15th century. Rediscovered the balanced perfection of the golden rectangle and penciled it into his masterpieces. Connecting a curve through the concentric golden rectangles, you generate the mythical golden spiral. Pythagoras loved this shape, for he found it everywhere in nature. The nautilus shell, ram's horns, whirlpools, tornadoes, our fingerprints, our DNA, and even our Milky Way. 922, personal note. When I was a little kid, my mother told me not to stare into the sun. So once when I was six, I did. At first, the brightness was overwhelming, but I had seen that before. I kept looking, forcing myself not to blink. And then the brightness began to dissolve. My pupils shrank to pinholes, and everything came into focus. And for a moment, I understood. My new hypothesis, if we're built from spirals while living in a giant spiral, then everything we put our hands to is infused with the spiral. .1015. Personal note. It's fair to say I'm stepping out on a limb, but I am on the edge, and that's where it happens.
Mr. Cohen, I am so happy.
Look, what do you want in exchange for the chip?
You dick guys, I think you know what we want.
I don't know if I'll find anything useful.
We're willing to take the risk.
First, I want you to call off the surveillance.
Done. Anything else?
Yeah. I'm a very private person. Just knock on my door and leave the suitcase outside. I don't want to talk to anybody.
How do I know you're home?
I'll knock back.
Zatara. Coffee? What is it? In Hebrew characters and numbers.
No. The 216 number. What is it?
I don't know. If you can find it, maybe we can figure it out. Can you really find it?
If there's a number in there, I'll find it.
Jenna!
Can we do it, Max?
Not now, Jenna.
Birthday, Euclid. Press return.
Press return.
Oh,
Yes, hello. He's busy right now, I'm sorry. He was screaming.
Who told you you could put all the locks on the door, Mr. Cohen?
Are you okay?
You're out, you hear me? You're out of here! I've had it with you. Just look at
all
this. That's it.
Get out!
Get out! God damn it, no! You're the one out of here!
Get out! Get out! Get out! Get out! Get out!
Are you okay?
Get out!
Six and three quarters. 7 and 0. 12 and 1/4. I know these numbers. They're going down, down, down. You lied to me.
You have it. Okay. Sit down.
I gave up before I pinpointed it, but my guess is that certain problems cause computers to get stuck in a particular loop. The loop leads to meltdown, but just before the crash, they become aware of their own structure. The computer has a sense of its own silicon nature, and it prints out its ingredients.
The computer becomes conscious?
In some ways, I guess.
Studying the pattern made Euclid conscious of itself. Right? Before it died, it spit out the number. That consciousness is the number?
No, Max. It's only a nasty book.
It's more than that, Saul.
No, it's not. It's a dead end. There's nothing there.
It's a door, Saul. It's a door.
A door at the front of a cliff. You're driving yourself over the edge. You need to stop.
You were afraid of it. That's why you quit.
Max, I got burnt.
Come on, Saul.
It caused my stroke.
That's bullshit. It's mathematics, numbers, ideas. Mathematicians
are more to life than math.
You taught me that.
It's that math.
You can't tell me what it is. You've retreated to your go and your books and your goldfish.
Max, go home.
You're not satisfied.
Get out of my house.
I'm going to know what it is. I'm going to see
it. Get out of my house.
I'm going to understand it.
Deal, Max. Now let's get in the car.
Don't ever touch me!
Max!
Help!
Max!
Leave me alone!
Max, I'm here! Max! Max, stop! Where you going, Max?
Help!
Stop!
Help! Help!
Stop, Max! Max! Oh my God, damn it!
Help!
Max.
Leave me alone!
She tripped
me! I got him!
No!
Help!
Help me!
Your mother ever tell you not to play with matches?
The market's gonna crash, Max.
I didn't do anything. I don't play the market.
You have to be careful when you throw out your trash.
Richard,
you gave us faulty information. Oh, you dangled the carrot, the right picks, but then you only gave us part of the code. Now give us the rest of the code so we can set it right.
Irresponsible bastard! How could you be so stupid?
Come on, Max. You just don't get it. I don't give a shit about you. I only care about what's in your fucking head. If you won't help us help yourself, we are forced to comply with the laws of nature. Survival of the fittest, Max. And we got the fucking gun.
Hey, Max, come here. Max.
Lenny.
Hey.
Lenny.
Hey. Come here, Max. 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 Come on, get in here. Hey. Hurry, hurry. Come on.
Stay down. Stay down.
Part of the deal, sir.
Okay, we've been looking for you.
Jesus, what's going on?
You have the number?
What's going on?
You have the number?
What is it?
Capes.
What the hell are you doing? Get off of me.
We're not getting around here, Max. Now, where's
me.
The number?
It's not on me. It's in my head.
It's a... Will you memorize it? Did you give it to them?
Who?
Who? Those Wall Street bastards.
What do you care?
Answer me.
Screw you.
Yalla. Listen to me. You're dealing with something really big now, Max. Now, I don't want to have to hurt you. You just answer me. Did you give it to them?
They've got part of it. Now, let go of me!
Damn it! Damn it!
They're using them.
Using what?
Shut up! You petulant little runt!
Let go!
No, don't!
I'm Rabbi Cohen, Kohen, like you. I'm sorry for what Lenny did. He's been reprimanded. It's not our way. Are you okay?
Yeah.
Max, you have to give us the number.
What is it?
The Talmud tells us it began 2,000 years ago when the Romans destroyed the Second Temple.
What is this?
Max, you will understand everything if you listen. The Romans also destroyed our priesthood, the Kohanim. And with their deaths, they destroyed our greatest secret. In the center of the temple was the heart of the Jewish life, the Holy of Holies. It was the earthly residence for our God, the one God. It housed the Ark of the Tabernacle, which stored the original Ten Commandments which God gave to Moses. Only one man was allowed to enter this Holy of Holies on one day, the holiest day of the year, Yom Kippur. On the Day of Atonement, all of Israel would descend upon Jerusalem to watch the high priest, the Kohen Gadol, make his trip into the Holy of Holies. If the high priest was pure, he would emerge moments later and we were secured a prosperous year. It meant that we were 1 year closer to the Messianic age. But if he was impure, he would die instantly, and it meant that we were doomed. The high priest had one ritual to perform in the Holy of Holies. He had to intone a single word.
that word was the true name of God.
So?
The true name which only the Kohanim knew was 216 letters long.
Telling me that the number in my head is the true name of God.
Yes, it's the key to the Messianic age. It can take us one step closer to the Garden of Eden. As the Romans burned the temple, the Talmud tells us the high priest walked into the flames. He took the key to the top of the burning building. The heavens opened and received the key from the priest's outstretched hand. We have been looking for that key ever since. And you may have found it.
That's what happened. I saw God.
No, you are not pure. You cannot see God unless you are pure.
I saw everything.
You saw nothing, only a glimpse. So much more. We can use the key to unlock the door. We can show God that we are pure again. He will return.
You're not pure. How are you pure? I found it.
Do you think you are? You are only a vessel from our God. You are carrying a delivery that was meant for us.
It was given to me. It's inside of me. It's changing me.
It's killing you. Because you are not ready to receive it.
It's just a number. I'm sure you've written down every 216-digit number. You've translated all of them. You've intoned them all. Haven't you? What's it gotten you? The number is nothing. It's the meaning. The syntax. It's between the numbers. If you haven't understood it, it's because it's not for you. I've got it. I've got it. And I understand it. And I'm going to see it. Rabbi, I was chosen. 1713, personal note, getting faster. Something in the story.
710.
You stare into space like that, you could go blind. What can the eyes do without the brain? Nothing. If the brain can't make a picture, an image of what it's seeing, it's
1215.
My brain. My brain is too far behind it. My eyes can feel it. My
1450.
I will be getting to see past this, because that's why I came here.
Heading 1510.
So far from us. What is
1655.
Distillation,
1035. 915.
Already, I'm beginning to see.
Can I help you?
Saul?
Were you a friend?
What do you mean?
He had a second stroke.
1722. Personal note. When I was a little kid, my mother told me not to stare into the sun. So once when I was six, I did.
I don't know, what is it?
46,665. See? How about 748 divided by 238? I got it! What's the answer?
Thank you.